Defunding Planned Parenthood has been a priority for social conservatives and a campaign slogan for many Republican politicians. Here's what Donald Trump said to CNN when he was running for president in 2016.
It's like an abortion factory, frankly, and you can't have it, and you just shouldn't be funding it, and that should not be funded by the government.
Now the Trump administration is moving toward that goal. It's proposing new regulations on federal money that goes towards family planning. NPR's Sarah McCammon joins us to talk more about this proposal. Hey, Sarah.
Hi.
What would this proposed rule do?
Well, the official rule has yet to be published, but Trump administration officials have released details of a plan that could, in effect, cut millions of dollars in federal funding to Planned Parenthood and other groups. The rule is expected to focus on Title 10. That's a federal program that provides at least $260 million a year in family planning services for low-income people. So under the Trump administration proposal, organizations that perform or refer patients for abortions would not be able to receive those Title 10 funds. And I should point out, Ari, it's already illegal to pay for abortion with federal funds in most cases. But the biggest change here is that if an organization provides or refers for abortion, it couldn't receive that money even for other reproductive health services, things like contraception, STD screenings.
Assume that this rule goes into effect, how much of a victory is this for abortion rights opponents?
Well, as you might expect, anti-abortion rights groups are applauding this announcement. It's something they've been pushing for a very long time. They say they don't want federal dollars in any way going to groups like Planned Parenthood. And earlier this month, a group of abortion rights opponents and close to 200 members of Congress sent letters to the administration asking that the so-called Reagan rule be reinstated. That was a similar Reagan-era policy that took effect only briefly, and these advocates wanted to bring it back.
What are groups like Planned Parenthood and other abortion rights activists saying today?
Well, they're pointing out that in many parts of the country, Planned Parenthood is one of the largest or the largest provider of Title 10 services. So not only would it be a financial blow to that organization, reproductive rights advocates say it would also hurt low-income patients who rely on Planned Parenthood for those services. And they say it would interfere with the ability of doctors to talk to their patients about abortion.
So if federal money hinges on medical providers not referring or performing abortions, what would the rules be for what medical providers can say to their patients who might be interested in having this procedure?
Yeah, that's a really big question, and it's not totally clear. The guidance we're getting from the Trump administration says two things. On the one hand, quote, the proposal will not prohibit counseling for clients about abortion, but neither will it include the current potentially illegal mandate that projects must counsel and refer for abortion, unquote. And that's referring to an Obama administration rule.
So that could even be so much as saying, here's the name of an organization that might perform the procedure you're looking for, even though we don't.
Right. I mean, that is kind of what is subject to interpretation, because on the other hand, this same guidance from the Trump administration says that it would bar Title 10 funding for, quote, any program or facility where abortion is performed, supported, or referred for as a method of family planning. So how that plays out is unclear. Reproductive rights advocates are calling it a gag rule. Planned Parenthood says it would stop doctors from having those conversations. Anti-abortion rights groups are steering clear. They don't want to call it a gag rule, and they point to that counseling language to suggest that talking about abortion would be okay. I've asked the White House to clarify, but I don't have that clarification yet.
NPR's Sarah McCammon, thanks a lot.
Thank you.